Hello and welcome. And we're back, and glad to be back with you. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A, and we are ready to engage the A Course in Miracles workbook. We're going to be discussing lesson 230 today, which is the last lesson, following the question, what is forgiveness, and the discussion about forgiveness. And before we get started, let's take a good deep breath here and join together in a moment of silence. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. In peace I was created, and in peace do I remain. It's not given me to change myself. How merciful is God my Father, that when he created me, he gave me peace forever. Now I ask but to be what I am. And can this be denied me, when it is forever so?
Father, I seek the peace you gave as mine in my creation. What was given then must be here now, for my creation was apart from time and still remains beyond all change. The peace in which your Son was born into your mind is shining there unchanged. I am as you created me. I need but call on you to find the peace you gave. It is your will that gave it to your Son. Now will I seek and find the peace of God.
Amen. Let's join together again for a moment of silence here. It can certainly seem confusing and also just apparent that we are born into this dimension and life kind of begins when we're born into this dimension. But that, of course, is illusion. And when we think about that we have free will, that we have the ability to decide what we'll do with our day today, when we pull out of our driveway, whether we turn left or right, which store we go to, and who we hang out with. All those choices are free will, and we make those choices. We made that choice. We have free will, and we made the choice to be where we are right now. We made the choice to come into this incarnation. But when we were created, we were created as God would have us be. An extension of love, an idea of love. Love itself, an idea in the mind of God. In peace I was created, and in peace do I remain. I seek the peace you gave as mine in my creation. What was given then must be here now, for my creation was apart from time and still remains beyond all change. It's really interesting how time, the construct of time, seems to be marching forward linearly. But as we begin to open up to different ways of knowing ourselves, as we begin to raise in consciousness, we begin to see that time is not something that's in the future. It's only now. Now is just this holy instant, actually. And time itself is just a moment in the eternal now. And what God has given is always ours. So that peace is certainly available to us. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. I only have to look within, closer than my breath. As we say, take a good deep breath, we really are using that as an attunement to turn within, to bring ourselves back to the center of our being, and to be in the present moment. The present moment the holy instant. This is where we find the peace of God.
So in each turning within, in each holy instant, in each prayer, I say, peace, be still, and know that I am in the midst of thee. That peace becomes that means and end to that moment, to that holy instant, to that returning home, to that remembrance that what is given is always given. It never ceases. And so how grateful I am that I can give up seeking, that I can be found in peace right where I began, in the mind and heart of God, that I am as God created me, that nothing of this experience adds anything or takes anything away, and therefore that peace is in that eternal now, that holy instant. Unconditioned. It simply is. And so how grateful I am for this opportunity to connect, to remember myself in and as Source. And that this freedom and the peace that passes all human understanding, which means it is accessible to me because I'm so much more than human. I am spirit, unlimited and free, soaring upon the wings of peace. This is what I am grateful for today. One of the oldest blessings that there is, one of the oldest ceremonies, is simply to give a gesture of peace to one another. May peace be with you. And so as we seek and find the peace of God, we extend that peace to all who we encounter this day, all who cross our mind, all who cross our pathway. And all of creation we bless with peace. And so it is.
Father, I seek the peace you gave as mine in my creation. What was given then must be here now. For my creation was apart from time and still remains beyond all change. The peace in which your Son was born into your mind is shining there unchanged. I am as you created me. I need but call on you to find the peace you give and the peace you gave. It is your will that gave it to your Son. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen.
Thank you so much, mighty companions, for joining us today. We love you. Have a blessed day. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountain. send my love over the sea. I send